The legacy of Rome is enormous. The Roman influence on Western language and culture can be traced, along with the influence on Western political institutions. But the influence of Rome, the idea, is more elusive, and that is what we have to try to trace now. The first question to ask in assessing is, which Rome? The plucky peasants who dropped their plows, picked up their swords, and conquered Italy, and returned home just in time for the harvest? The aspiring superpower of the First Punic War, which built its first navy to defeat the Mediterranean's greatest sea power? The near loser of the Second Punic War, which obligingly marched two enormous armies into Hannibal's trap, but somehow won the war anyway? The fratricidal nation which wasted most of the first century BC fighting civil wars, but followed that by giving the entire Mediterranean world the Pax Romana, 2.5 centuries of peace and prosperity? The liberty-loving republic with its multiple assemblies and bitterly contested annual elections? The carefully disguised military despotism of Augustus's Principate, or the totalitarianism of Diocletian's Dominate, or for that matter, the Greek-speaking empire of the so-called Romaioi,